Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Already it's Tuesday? Guess that would follow because yesterday was Monday. Monday, hello, February the 6th is upon us. Another hour of the Good Day program is yours for the taking, for the asking, for the listening, for the celebrating, if you will, because we're here to celebrate the day. Celebrate what's going on, the good, the bad, the ugly, all that good stuff. I'll tell you what's really good is Jay Kirshner. There's no really, well, there are a few bad things around, but I don't want to focus on them. Every once in a while you'll hear us go down that street. But then there is the next story. Well, you always have the next story. It's always the next conversation. I want to blaze a trail today, Jay, so that the path we walk takes us in a wider and wider direction, a full sweep, if you will, of human experiences. So with that in mind, we have the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Apparently the 49ers have concerns about the condition of the practice field because of the wet. You look at the situation there. The team thinks the field, which is on the campus of the University of Las Vegas, is too soft as well. The person spoke, oh, we're not going to tell you who we are because we don't want to get into trouble. But sod has been placed over the turf on the campus. CBS says that the concern that the field was too soft became obvious when they were sliding around. I guess they're, is it, what? What's playing football is not safe. Hello. They want safety. Huh? Hello. Go play another
well,
sport
during the practices,
if you want safety.
You don't want to, like, pull a hammy or have somebody, one of your star players, get taken out before the big game because the field isn't right. And the Chiefs don't have this problem because they're the designated home team, so they get to actually practice on the Raider, with the Raiders facility.
Uh-huh. All right. So there's one more thing. Taylor Swift probably arranged that, don't you think?
No.
No, you don't think she did that? Oh, I thought she was arranging everything. She
is very powerful, but I don't think she has a hand in this.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, okay, all right. So the Super Bowl ads, this is the biggest draw for many marketers. Many people don't advertise in any other program in any other way except in the Super Bowl. And because there's so many different opportunities, Joe Rogan is an example of probably the most expensive podcast to buy in terms of advertising. He signed a deal, I think yesterday, he probably talked about it on his podcast, for $250 million, a podcaster with that kind of reputation. I must confess to not having ever listened to a Joe Rogan podcast. I have little clips here and there. Have you ever listened to a full Joe Rogan podcast?
I haven't.
No.
Yeah, I haven't, but I'm familiar with it. He is very, very popular.
Why? What's his approach? What makes him that popular? What makes him worth $250 million? Advertisers are the support of all of us. I have to have advertising. Can't do this program without it unless I want to start. I might do that. Like a begathon, like the public radio station zoo. Send us a dollar. Send us 10. Yeah? Keep the program on the air. Anyway, so.
Have like an online tip chart.
Right, exactly.
Well, Joe Rogan already had a following from everything that he had done prior to the podcast. And then
what did he do?
It's also controversial. He was an actor. He hosted something. But yeah, he came from a different background before he got into podcasting, so he already had that following. Yeah. And then it's just a controversial conversation, and you know, it hits, especially in today's society. He doesn't hold back from what he says, and sometimes
that's good.
Yeah, and I think that he does it in a way that even if people disagree with him, they still are engaged into listening.
Hmm. So
they're definitely doing something right to be that popular.
Of course. So here we are.
215 billion, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a fragmentation among the various audio medias, whether it's radio, television, television, video, as well as audio, but the various radio, the whole AM/FM thing that's been on the discussion plate for what, the past year. There's a this is the first anniversary of the discussion, and so the focus is on this bill that is getting a lot of traction to keep AM radio in cars, all cars. It's too bad that you have to have legislation for it. Too bad that the manufacturers of cars are so arrogant and so misguided that they think, people who buy these cars, most cars, have money. I'm talking about the expensive cars, and most of the electric cars these days sell over, you know, the average price of an electric car is over $40,000. So if that's the case, then the people who are buying them are usually a little older, and they want AM radio because AM radio is very popular with the older crowd, if you will, the 50-plus crowd, listening to programs like this. That's what they prefer. So I think it's very interesting to watch how all of this. As a matter of fact, AM/FM radio is up by 14% in terms of listeners. And that's because of a lot of the good web traffic that directs people. You know, we always are talking about where to go when it comes to this program. The Good Day Show is, there's two reasons to go to gooddayshow.com. One of them is to listen to the whole program when we're not on the air, or even when we are on the air. If you don't have a radio station that's carrying it, you listen on your device. And then you hear the downloads, which is basically our podcast. For example, yesterday, we were talking about the bipartisan bill to overhaul the immigration system and our thoughts on that. And then Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is like Donald Trump. And many, although Donald Trump says he's bigger than Taylor Swift, the fact that you mention their name stops people. Okay, what do you say about Donald Trump? I might not say anything. It's just, you never mention Donald Trump, people say when they send me notes. Okay, so Donald Trump. So what about mentioning Taylor Swift? Okay, Taylor Swift. That's it, right? So that'll be the highlight of today's Good Day Download. Seriously, back to the Super Bowl and the advertising. The question here is, and maybe this is a good question for us to post online to get some thoughts from our listeners at Good Day Networks on all of our social media, Jay, the celebrity endorsements, celebrity pitches, the fragmented way of selling things. Is it better? Remember, we played yesterday the old Mean Joe Green commercial. That grabbed everybody. It's always been the number one commercial. Always. Mm-hmm. And it was because of him and his celebrity status. And then the way that the people in the ad agency crafted the message. It was so popular. It brings me to tears every time I hear it. It does. So are those pitches better than the regular announcer who says, "Go buy Alpo"? And I wonder whether people are moved by celebrity pitches. Are you moved by them? Help yourself. Thoughts on our social media. All of our social media is at Good Day Networks. That's how you connect with them. All right. So what do you think? You think celebrity pitches, when you're watching, it doesn't make any difference whether it's the game or not. Are you moved by people who you know who would tell you to buy something?
Did it take your attention, or is it you like that person's like, well, they're doing this, I want that too?
Well, that's it. That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. What works? For you, you've been in the business for a good long time. What about it? Is it something that...
I might pay attention to something if a celebrity I like is on the commercial. I might actually watch the commercial as opposed to fast-forwarding through the commercial. But I don't think it makes me want to buy it.
No.
More than it would if the celebrity was not on it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, then let's kind of ask that question and see what happens. I'm very curious as to what works, as a matter of fact. Speaking of working and things that work, Boeing has now found some more problems in their 737 fuselages. I started this conversation, this thread yesterday, because I am close to and I get a lot of information because I'm very interested in this sort of thing. You can always find more information about something if you really dig around. The company says that there are 50 undelivered 737 jets that they have examined, and they're non-conforming. They did not define what non-conforming means. But apparently somebody on the inside leaked the fact that there have been, on the planes, that the holes for the bolts have not been drilled exactly in the right way. How in the name of God do you build an airplane that's going to fly at 37,000 feet and you don't have the bolts that hold on the front of the plane in the right place?
Uh-huh. And they're finding that this is on more than just one?
Yeah. 50 planes they were going to deliver in the next month or so have this problem. So what? You just have to, are they that tone deaf there? They not immediately put everybody who's working on to the task of making sure every plane is perfect when it goes out of the plant? It's amazing how they really are tone deaf. It's kind of like the border situation with the Democrats, with Biden. They're tone deaf when it comes to fixing that problem, right? So now there's a new immigration plan. The Border Patrol Union has endorsed it. And so maybe that'll help get it through. This is more than an embarrassment. It's very dangerous. And they just don't want to do it the right way. Block it. Stop it. Do something that gives it some kind of balance. Oy. Program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, your car, your boat, the RV that you may have or you're going to buy. Want protection on the road? Hey, catch it at 800-PROGRESSIVE or go online, progressive.com. That's where you go. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
Warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
After the hour, Tuesday, February the 6th, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. It's our media, social media time in this hour. We have a lock on some of the top 10 celebrity items, including something focusing on Ariana Grande, who has a revelation that she would like to share. Actually, she has shared it. So now I want to share it with Jay and you. Well, actually, Jay knows. So we have a secret we're going to share with you. Don't move from the current position that you are in, because you'll get your reward right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Can you pick Ariana Grande's music and voice out in a crowded musical field, Jay?
Yes.
You can.
Yes,
right.
Definitely.
So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is it. She has pop chops then. In a manner of speaking. So she's been talking about the number of singles that she releases. And says, basically, it looks like she's going to stop releasing them because she has a new album coming out called Eternal Sunshine. What an interesting name for an album. It's kind of bright, right? So what is her claim to fame? She's been around. She's 30 years old.
She's an actor, a singer. She was child star with Nickelodeon. She was on a show called Victorious, and then she switched over to the pop field, and what she normally does with her albums is she releases a slew of singles kind of leading up to the album, just keeps dropping, you know, single after single.
Teasing.
And then you get excited for the rest of the album. Well, this time she only dropped one to really announce the new album is coming up, and then she let her fans know, like, hey, don't expect any more singles. I feel like this album is best listened to in its entirety as a whole, so there will not be any more singles dropped until the album comes out on March 8th.
Would you? When I'm listening to you talk about her acting chops, what she did as a youngster, I'm thinking back to my era when Annette Funicello, who was a musketeer, then became an actress of some note and a singer. She had a lot of pop hits. Mm-hmm. So she was in my era.
What that she did with? Was it Frankie Avalon?
Oh, yeah. Avalon. Yeah, right. Yep, yeah. So maybe she's the equivalent of Ariana Grande or vice versa. Ariana Grande is the equivalent of her. And so, anyway, pop music and the fact that it... Do people actually sit, when you drop these things, do they actually sit there and listen to the whole thing at once? Or they put it there driving around, maybe listening in their car? Yeah. Really?
Yes, fans. Mm-hmm. Fans will, whenever they get excited about an album, they will sit and listen and play it in its entirety.
Mm-hmm. So have you done that, or would you do that for an Ariana Grande album? Would you do it?
No, I like her songs, but I'm not running out to buy her actual albums. There are, I think Taylor Swift and Harry Styles and the Beatles are the only people, artists that I've listened to the full album on multiple occasions, multiple times.
Okay. All right. There it is, folks. Proof positive that she's the star. It's 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained. Many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they're teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at Top Loss.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Update. New York Governor Kathy Hochul accusing Republicans of opposing a bipartisan immigration deal in bad faith.
The only thing standing in the way is that the House Republicans refuse to take action. They don't want there to be a resolution because they want to keep the chaos going.
Monday, Hochul said U.S. senators on both sides of the aisle have come together with a landmark immigration reform package. This as New York continues to deal with challenges from waves of new immigrant arrivals. So far, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has argued the immigration reform compromise legislation is inadequate and does not do enough to deter illegal border crossers. Former President Trump said on Fox News this week the bill does not offer anything for Republicans. A recent study in JAMA Neurology suggests adopting healthy habits can combat cognitive decline, even in individuals showing signs of dementia. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bid you good day, sir. This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day listening to my gramps on the radio.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But if he stopped using lady-scented body wash and switched to Old Spice, he could smell like he's me. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're on a boat with the man your man could smell like. What's in your hand? Back at me. I have it. It's an oyster with two tickets to that thing you love. Look again. The tickets are now diamonds. Anything is possible when your man smells like Old Spice and not a lady. I'm on a horse.
Old Spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun. So look for the package with the ship that sailed the ocean. That's the Old Spice jingle, and that was an Old Spice commercial from a Super Bowl. That was at the end. Yeah, yeah, that was very clever. Another Super Bowl ad. We'll feature some of the best ones through the course of the week here on Good Day, because it's one of the things people are focused on. I have not seen. Would you check to see if they're going to do the Super Bowl, the CBS Super Bowl commercial thing that usually Boomer does with Daniel Rojas?
Stuff, the best ones.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Right. Yeah. I think that would be interesting to watch. We're not doing the same old thing. Well, they aren't, and neither are we. That's one of the things that I have always pledged to do on this program. It's kind of like Groundhog Day, right? Think about if we were to do the same thing like that movie that Bill Murray was in, and in essence, Groundhog Day, or maybe any traditional thing where the same focus, Martin Luther King Day, we always hear the same speeches. Christmas, you hear a lot of the same music. Thanksgiving, you have a lot of the same traditions. You go on your vacation, a lot of people go to the same place every year. Think about the things in your life that you do. Maybe every day you get up, have two cups of coffee. After you brush your teeth, you put on, you know, that makeup, whatever it is that you do that doesn't change. And then when you do change something up, do you get all excited about it? That's the thing that excites me about the day, because it is a change. Today, Tuesday, is different than yesterday. So we got to approach the issues of today, things we talk about, the people, all the things that we can discuss. We have to, like, turn it and twist it around a little bit so it doesn't always sound the same. So therefore, we have a wry sense of humor, I think. I mean, I have a... My sense of humor is just kind of silly. I think Jay has a wry sense of humor. So we get into places sometimes, though, where we both just laugh about stuff because it stirs us. That's stirring the radio pot here on the Good Day program. Something that's serious that I'm wondering, in fact, why it hasn't happened already. Nikki Haley has requested Secret Service protection because she's getting threats from the MAGAs, the MAGAs. And so here's another example. There are two issues here. Donald Trump and his mouth, and he's always talking, you know, he wants to put everybody down that may throw a line in the sand across
his path. Oh, he puts everybody down.
Right, exactly. So the
and
people who are...
extremist fans.
Yeah, right. And those extremists, some of them involved in January 6th, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, and then... There's the fact that Nikki Haley hasn't dropped out. How dare you is basically the message from the Trumpers, from what do we call Trump fans? We call them the MAGA fans, whatever.
I've heard Trumpers. I've heard Trumpets.
Trumpers. Yeah.
Well, and then didn't RFK request Secret Service and was denied?
Yeah. For whatever, because that's all political, right? We're not going to help you. We hope somebody knocks you off so you're not going to run against us. That's so obvious what's going on. There's been a lot of stuff that has been focused on Nikki Haley. She's been targeted in two different attempts to get at her. People, she has her own private security. A couple of people are trying to get at her when she's been speaking. Bad. That's bad policy. Bad. It's just bad. Makes us all look bad. Really bad. Threats that she faces every day. Bad. King Charles, 75 years old, has cancer. I thought about this last week when there was a big deal made about him having a prostate exam. Why would they have, why would they announce that? Why would you tell the rest of the world that the King of England has an enlarged prostate?
The cancer is something else. The prostate exam, I believe, came back normal, and it was one of those things that, because Kate Middleton was already in the hospital, she had the abdominal surgery. That was planned, but it was a pretty big one because she had to stay in the hospital for a period of time and then still continues home recovery. And then he was going into the same hospital like right after for this exam, and I guess they happened to find separately that cancer was elsewhere.
Well, what you do, speaking from experience, we won't spend too much time talking about my prostate, but you get a thorough exam. So if you go in to have your prostate exam, then, and certainly with him, it's like the president. We go to Walter Reed to get the physical every year. You got to check everything. And so they're looking at his blood, and that's the best way to get a good, strong diagnostic test, is to look at your blood. And then you see things that are irregular.
There's something wrong, and then find where it is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, I think with the prostate exam, it was also in an effort of, you know, promoting prostate exams, promoting go get checked, and early intervention, if you do find something, is always better than waiting. And
it is very important to know what's going on in your body. That's it, period, end of story. You need to know what's going on. So the fact that King has gone public with this is probably good for the, whoever. This should make worldwide news, so let's check it out and see what's going on. Everybody's body is different. You should charge, I think, every year. I had a doctor's exam yesterday, a neurologist, to find out why I have a bunch of headaches that I've had for a while, and he reminded me that 3 years ago when I saw him the last time, I had the same complaint. But I started off by saying, I never get headaches. But he sort of chuckled. He said, that's what you told me last time. But I don't have them consistently anyway, so that's being examined. The point here is that the king and his actions and however you talk about this, that's why one of the things when we focus on Good Day Health programs, both with the Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus, it's very, the Ken discussions sometimes lead to more focused emphasis, if you will, on making sure that you have your body in your sights. And so if you, as a matter of fact, the last Good Day Health show that we did with Dr. Ken last week, and this is part of the podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com, was a way to keep your prostate healthy. Men who are older, from the age of 50 on, really need to have that prostate exam. And you also have to check things like too much iron in your blood. I was a blood donor last week. We talked about that and why it is good for you to give your blood. A lot of good reasons for doing it. A lot of good reasons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, those are some of the highlights from a Good Day Health reel that is available at GoodDayHealthShow.com, if I do say so myself. It's kind of an interesting. I always find me interesting. So help yourself. Do what you do. Knock yourself out. I'm trying to figure this one out. Help me with this, Jay, please. The U.S. Biathlon Board of Directors voted to hire an independent contractor to conduct an audit of athlete wellness practices and team culture. So apparently a female team member had been sexually harassed and abused for a number of years on the World Cup circuit. So what is the biathlon? And it's a lot of triathlon is, you know, riding a bike, going for a swim, and doing a run, I think. So what's a biathlon?
The biathlon is, I believe, it takes out the swimming part. It's the running and the cycling.
Okay. All right. So one of the ladies that's participated in this, a lady named Joanne Reed, who I think was also an Olympian, had been sexually harassed by a ski waxing technician.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Huh? The biathlon is the winter. It's a winter one. It combines cross-skiing and rifle shooting.
Oh, okay. So these people have to be really good athletes. So I guess I would wonder, if you're a really good athlete and a woman and some guy harasses you, why don't you punch him in the face and get it over with? That's what I'd do. Not that you shouldn't report it, because you should.
For assault?
Nah. And then she says, well, he put his hands on my breasts and that's not what I want. So then where do you go?
Well, everybody should be safe in their bodies from sexual assault. Men, women, everybody.
Well, I mean, it's the same. Why shouldn't Nikki Haley be safe? She's wanting to be president, so she goes around the country and tells her story, and people are going to threaten her?
And she should be. Exactly. Same with RFK.
Of course she should.
Why isn't he allowed to be safe?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Why aren't we all allowed to be safe? One of the big problems that people put two and two together, one of the things that's most unsafe is just existing. You know, all the stuff that goes, the bullying that's online. There are a lot of youngsters who aren't safe. A lot of younger people, just too many people don't feel like they're safe in a safe space. This is America, for God's sakes. We should feel safe. We should feel secure. Right. Not good. All right, let's see here. A lot of, speaking of not good, these wildfires, you know, the weather stuff. not only here in our country, but things that are affecting the weather or things that are affected by the weather. In Chile, they have a real problem and have for a number of weeks with wildfires. 122 people have died in them in some of these neighborhoods where and a lot of people are missing. They they're better this week than they were last week, but there are tons of people who, and we've had this experience. You know, if you look at what's going on in Southern California, the mudslides, the people whose homes have been just slide down in the canyon, and the rain. I think the rain has dissipated now, but this is Then people say, well, look what's happening to the planet. This happens to the planet, unfortunately, over its history. Yeah, exactly. It's been happening.
Like whenever we talk about an ice age, well, which one? There was more than one.
Well, they have the most recent one, I think, was only, what, 18, 20,000 years ago? I think they've, these things change the surface of the planet. And it's maybe it's further back than that, but you know it's not like in the history of the planet. That's the Teutonic plant, the Teutonic plates that the Earth's the land sits on move and move a lot and move consistently. So that's why we people say, oh, if global warming continues, a lot of the coastal cities will disappear. What, you think that's the first time that's happened over the course of the history of the planet in 4.5 billion years? Of course not. It's what it does. It's how it is. And so, all right, I think I've just fixed the whole, everything in the world has been fixed here in the last 60 seconds, right? Or maybe, maybe the last couple of minutes. All right, so let's see, we have this week's highlight, I suppose, would be the Super Bowl, right? Last week the Grammy, this week is the Super Bowl. So then what do we do after the Super Bowl? We better figure that out, and we will as we continue here on Good Day. It's now 48 past the hour.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine.
the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Now 53 after the hour, in this hour of the Good Day program, every day we have food, farm, and family news, and today
is no exception.
Today, in fact, we celebrate, Jay, National Frozen Yogurt Day. Yum! You scream ice cream, we all scream for yogurt? Yeah. Frozen yogurt is a treat that most people like, and if you need to add probiotics to your body. Let's say you've been sick, you had the flu, or maybe you had COVID, and your body has been drained of everything that's good, all the good bacteria, of which we have billions in our system. As Jack Stockwell says, without a healthy gut, you are not going to be healthy. And the healthy gut starts with, and ends with, actually, the main content of frozen yogurt, which is basically curdled milk. That is made to taste better. Some of it, anyway. Some of the plain yogurt, yeah. But if it's got blueberries in it, it's okay.
Yeah.
So, some of,
like,
right?
Regular yogurt is just sour. But if with frozen yogurt, do they add additional sugar to make it sweeter?
Yeah, they do. Right. Not so much as you have in regular ice cream, but that's kind of how it does. There's a H.P. Hood, which is a New England company, created the first soft-serve frozen yogurt, and they called it Frogurt, which I thought was kind of clever. Frogurt. And then Danon released their own frozen yogurt that became popular in the 80s. In 1990, the first one was a non-fat yogurt. As a matter of fact, it gained traction because it was the focus of a Seinfeld show. And they became, remember they came obsessed with the new frozen yogurt?
Yeah, and they thought it was good and healthy and sugar-free and all of this stuff, but they were all gaining weight because it was like a hidden situation. Those episodes, like that was a really, when you think back about it, that was kind of a brilliant series. It really was a show about nothing.
Nothing. But yet everything, it was a show about substantive nothings. All right, here's the substance. Oh, man, Trader Joe's, what is going on? Another recall? A popular frozen meal has frozen foreign material in it. All these major recalls at Trader Joe's. Wowie zowie. This is this particular one is a recall for the chicken, lentil, and caramelized onion pilaf. They say that it may contain foreign material, whatever the hell that is. And so this is another item. Black eye for Trader Joe's. Been going on for, what, almost a year we've been talking about these, right?
Yeah, well, they had a slew of back-to-back recalls, and then it seemed they had a few months off where it was like, okay, they're getting it back together, and then more.
There you go again. Yep. McDonald's bringing back the Shamrock Shake. So let's see. This is for the for the 17th, right?
But they're bringing Patty's it up early.
Mm-hmm. Why? Shamrock Susan. What is that? What's the singer's
Shamrock
name?
Shamrock SZA.
Oh, season. Oh, SZA.
Shamrock
season
starts early.
Yeah. So they're going to continue this until you get to St. Patrick's Day, but it's not even Valentine's. Do they have a special? What they should do if they're smart is get a special, like, red-colored Valentine's shake. And then after that, they do the green stuff. For,
well, they have strawberry, don't they? That's the pink one. What would be the real kicker is when the machines actually work. You go through the drive-thru, you go to order your shake, and they actually have it. Or they ordered enough that they have that syrup. They're either out of the Shamrock Shake, or the machines are down entirely.
Bad management. Yep. All right, anyway, so you're the free ad for McDonald's. There it is. Let's talk about tomatoes. Apparently, there has been some research done, and this is one of the things that comes really straight from my farming heart and my head. Ohio State has been working to investigate how tomatoes may impair health benefits. Somebody says tomatoes are bad for you, so they decided to study it. So they brought in a bunch of animals, and the studies show that incorporating tomatoes into the diet can reduce the prevalence of chronic illnesses like prostate and liver cancer. Tomatoes are good. We should send this over to King Charles, because if they have a lot of tomatoes in your diet, the chemical compounds, the natural chemical compounds that are in tomatoes will fight what causes these common cancers. Nobody knows how, but they know that that's what's happened. The liver cancer also, the tissues there respond to whatever the ingredients are, the positive health benefits of tomatoes. So probably some people say, don't have nightshade, but tomatoes produce a lot of compounds, and they have consuming
it. Don't have nightshades if your body can't handle nightshades, if there's an inflammation issue. But otherwise, nightshades are good for you. Good job, The Ohio State University.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.